the foundation uses National Centers for Disease Control data to pinpoint areas that individual counties should work on to create more positive health outcomes. In Duval, a high rate of uninsured people, obesity, childhood poverty, and air pollution sank its overall rating by 7 points this year. Dr. Kelly Wells directs Duval County's health department.
The good news is most of these things are on our radar in terms of how we've been crafting our interventions.
Wells says some things are out of the department's control, like the rate of uninsured people. Florida's political leaders have opted out of expanding Medicaid, leaving less affluent counties like Duval with uninsured rates in the double digits. Yet, Jan O'Neill, a researcher with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, says local communities can do some things to circumvent the political process.
What can be done between businesses and perhaps faith organizations and others and nonprofits to provide a federally qualified health center?
Wells says that's exactly what Duval County is doing, creating community partnerships to fill in gaps. She says she'll also be looking at Duval's healthier neighbors, like St. John's County, which is number one in the state. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.